Patchy fog early and then sunny with a high near 80 today. 50s again tonight. Tomorrow, same as today. Wednesday, we might warm into the mid-80s. No rain in the forecast all week, as it looks right now. So far this month, though, we've had 6 inches of rain in the Quad Cities, 8 inches in Dubuque. Two more COVID-19-related deaths were included in yesterday's report from the Rock Island County Health Department, both in Rock Island County, where the death toll is now 73. 25 have died in Scott County, so the Quad Cities death toll is up to 98. Rock Island County reported another 20 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and Scott County reported 22. So now the Quad Cities total tops 5,200 cases since the pandemic began. Illinois health officials report almost 1,500 new cases statewide, 14 additional deaths. Illinois' 7-day positivity rate, 3.7%. Iowa's 14-day rate is 8.9%. The state public health department reported 814 new cases and 2 additional deaths. As Sean Crawford reports, it'll take a little while longer, apparently, before a University of Illinois saliva test for COVID-19 will be available on more college campuses.
The Food and Drug Administration has given limited approval to the U of I, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the agency still needs to give the go-ahead for new locations. There's also the problem of getting labs up and running to analyze samples. The governor says all of this could take 8 weeks or more.
You can't hold anybody to the schedule, though, because part of this is dependent on the FDA, and part of this is dependent upon, you know, how efficacious the manufacturing of the and the distribution of that equipment is.
Some universities are already dealing with outbreaks among students and see more testing as a way to help stop the spread. Many schools have decided to end any campus attendance after the Thanksgiving break and finish the semester online. I'm Sean Crawford.
Well, time is running out to participate in this year's U.S. Census. Because of the pandemic and action by Congress, the deadline is now just 2 weeks away. Marion McGinnis, chair of Davenport's Complete Count Committee, says the census got a late start due to COVID-19, and the enumerators who make personal visits to people who haven't replied originally had until the end of October to complete their work. Then Congress decided to move up the deadline to the end of September.
We've done it through wars. We've done it through everything. Never had a situation like this before, and to have it potentially end early, be forced to end early because of perhaps politics is really, really, really frustrating.
So far, the response rate in Scott County, 72.5%, just below the 2010 rate of 72.8%. While in Rock Island County, it's 70.5%, nearly 2 percentage points lower than 2010. And those tenths and percentage points matter. McGinnis says the final count will help determine how and where $1.5 trillion federal dollars are spent over the next 10 years and how many seats each state will have in the U.S. House. What had been a vacant lot in downtown Davenport will soon be the site of new apartments and commercial space. Construction has started on a building called Urbane 210. Kyle Carter, executive director of the Downtown Development Partnership, says 210 refers to its address on East 2nd Street, and Urbane because it's a unique project.
We've had lots of renovations, but brand new construction like this for market rate building is new, and that alone is of great interest to us.
The 5-story building will include 56 studio, 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, but he's most excited about the ground floor that'll feature small spaces for new businesses and entrepreneurs, 600 to 1,000 square feet.
One of the most common problems we have is that retail is hard enough these days, competing with online, et cetera. Most retailers just need a very small footprint to be able to have a brick-and-mortar presence while doing a lot of work online. You don't need 3,000 or 4,000 square feet to do that. They can't afford to do that.
The $8 million project should be completed in about 9 months, and it's made possible by a new program that makes downtown Davenport a federal opportunity zone. It provides incentives for private investment. Alec Mills pitched a no-hitter, and the Cubs beat the Brewers 12-0. After taking 2 of 3 in Milwaukee, the Cubs are off today before returning home to host Cleveland. The Cardinals were in Milwaukee for a doubleheader after dropping 2 of 3 in Cincinnati. including a 10-5 loss yesterday. The White Sox beat the Tigers 5-2 after sweeping Detroit. The Sox host the Twins tonight. Sox hold a one-game lead over Minnesota in the AL Central. And with 2 weeks left in the season, the Cubs have a four-game lead over the Cardinals in the NL Central. I'm Jay Pierce.